and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living.
Strategies for living radio.
Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So, are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh, I know who's waiting for us. So
yeah,
I'm
you're
ready.
Yeah. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist, POPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. You know, around this holiday period, and we are very much now
immersed in the thick of the
holiday season, ready or not, right?
Between the thanks and the Christmas and the Hanukkah and
Yeah, there you go. All of it.
Yeah.
But you know, when time rolls around this time of year, not that we don't miss people who have gone before us,
but they come to
at
mind
other times. But they come to mind
because it's a time of gathering,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And not to mention, you know, around this the end time of the year, the veil tends to be a little thinner too, huh?
Well, maybe that could be. I think our life strategist may give us some info on that today. You know, we recently had the pleasure of meeting Karen Cubico, who's written several books, 10 Signs You've Lived a Past Life, Making True Love, Healing Relationship Patterns Through Past Life Regression. And life is just another class. And you know, we you and I both appreciated her breadth and depth of knowledge.
Yes, absolutely.
And we began to talk about, after that program, we began to talk about this very thing of the upcoming holidays. And you know, Karen mentioned, well, you know, I can teach people how they can actually contact and be in contact with past loved ones without needing to go to a psychic or go to a medium.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but a lot of us just, don't have the time. Some of us don't, you know, don't want to do that. So,
well, it's a good way to come back to your own power, right?
There you go.
Remember, we can all connect.
So Karen Cubico is our life strategist today, and we are going to learn all about how to contact our loved ones who have passed on. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center for Tina's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage, SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira Direct Primary Care. Back in a moment with Karen Ann Cubico today on Strategies.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome back into the program now Karen Cubico. She is a past life hypnotherapist, intuitive psychic reader, who is passionate about teaching others and healing working with their spirit guides, their angels, and healing the patterns found in their own past lives. She is the author of Life is Just Another Class, One Soul's Journey Through Past Life Regression. That's an account of 16 of her own past lives. And she's also author of Making True Love, Healing Relationship Patterns Through Past Life Regression, which explores common root causes of relationship issues and provides insight on how to heal these patterns so you can find true love. She utilizes her psychic skills to intuitively see someone's whole soul experience, including their past lives. And she completed the past life therapy professional training course with Dr. Brian Weiss. I'm so jealous. She received her hypnotherapy certification through the National Guild of Hypnotherapists and National Guild of Hypnotists. She has personally remembered, as I said, over 200 of her past lives and have helped a lot of people remember their own. Karen Cubico, welcome back to Strategies.
Welcome back, Karen.
Thanks for having me on, David and Lauren. I really do appreciate that. So, yeah, connecting with the other side is, some people think it's super hard. and it's always, they're always trying to show us signs, always.
Yeah.
And it's about trusting that you're getting that.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think it's some complicated, you have to do some complicated ritual or have some complicated skill in order to get there. But
yeah,
like you said, they're always trying. What are some simple ways that we know that they're always there and trying to communicate?
Yeah, Lauren, I mean, it's so interesting because when I first started providing readings and talking to the other side, whether it's spirit guides, angels, or passed over loved ones, I started to notice that as soon as somebody started talking about, or they had written it down on a paper when they were coming to see me for a session or whatever, that person that they wanted to talk to, immediately I knew they just kind of popped in standing there next to them. It's immediate.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I guess I have to say up front, Lauren, that 100% of the time, and it seems like, anytime you're thinking about, talking about, looking at a picture of, wishing they were around or whatever,
right,
that person is next to you. But the next part is where it gets kind of hard because you don't really realize if you're not trusting your intuition in a sense, that they're near you. Like you might get goosebumps, right? Or you might feel like someone's standing there watching you. I mean, there's a ton of ways, but I guess the first step is just knowing without a doubt they're standing there next to you.
Yeah. And I think some people get overwhelmed with grief in that moment, depending on, you know, how processed it is.
Yeah. The grief will hold you back from really experiencing that too. In fact, I was told by a spirit guide one time about grief in general. You know, I had an experience where I was talking with somebody, their sister came through straight away, and their brother who had recently passed stood about 15 feet away. Like, he's like, yeah, maybe not right this yet. And so I asked my spirit guide about that, and because of that person's grief was so much for the brother, which was a recent past person, they didn't want to upset them even more. And so they kind of hold back from connecting because they don't want to cause any more grief or sorrow.
Right.
Yeah. I think the other thing that we have to do is we have to recognize how much collectively, we've been blocked. How do I want to say this? We've been told,
Been scared.
Yeah.
Right?
Fear has been put into us and we've been told, oh, that can't be.
It can't be, or it's wrong or it's
of Satan or the devil or whatever. We've been told a lot of different things that,
or it's your imagination.
And so it talks us out of it. I know there's a lot of people through the years that I've talked to who I'm convinced certainly have and are having have had experiences, but they as soon as they have them, they begin to talk themselves out of it.
Like it's easily dismissed, right?
Lauren and I have a client we've worked with recently, and
so many clear signs
that this loved one is sending to this client, and the client will
believe it for a few minutes,
but then immediately starts trying to talk themselves out of it. So and that's the reason I'm saying we have to recognize, I think, the collective block, if you will. I don't know how else to say that, but we have to recognize that collective block is there. And
some people might think that they're just crazy. Why would that be possible?
Right.
But it's, but then there's all the people who are like ghost hunters in a sense that are trying to prove that there's the other side standing there right next to you.
Right.
But that's a whole kind of different story. But when, if you're really wanting to connect with someone on the other side, the way that I was shown, is you just have to trust that they're right there with you, and they're trying desperately to get in contact with you, no different than you're missing them in a sense. They're not saying no, they miss you just as much. And they want to tell you that they love you. They want to share that connection with you again. And a lot of the times, the way that I communicate, and I feel like any communication on the other side, is truly through telepathy. And really, that is all the same as trusting your intuition. You might, like, if let's say, for example, David, that it's a great grandmother or grandmother that used to bake cookies all the time. I like to use that as an example.
Right.
You might smell cookies randomly in the middle of nowhere. Well, what's the first thing you think of when you smell the cookies?
Grandmother.
Right. And so she's given you that sign that she's right next to you because you're smelling these cookies. I've had people smell cigarette smoke or campfire smoke, leather, all kinds of things that's directly connected to their passed over person. So smelling is super strong, even though you might dismiss it, or perfume. My gosh, I forgot about perfume. I mean, and cologne. And I mean, it's just really, if you look at that, your passed over person's perspective, they're standing right next to you in spirit. And the way that I like to describe this is, if you think about a ceiling fan stationary, you're here on this earth because everything's solid.
Right.
But if that ceiling fan is spinning so incredibly fast, you can't see it, but you know it's there, but you can't see it.
You still trust it's there.
you can feel it. You're right. But the past are people in spirit guides, angels, whomever, they're all so close to you, you know, they're just trying to get to your attention and whatnot. You just can't see them like you can see a stationary, not moving ceiling fan.
Right.
And so if you trust your intuition, same thing as telepathy, you might see a vision of them. You might smell the cookies. You might get goosebumps, feel them nearby. You know, you might even hear them saying something to you. Hey, add this extra spice or whatever if you're cooking something that they enjoyed cooking. Out of nowhere. You know?
Yeah, I'm chuckling because I have a grandfather who was a chef, so I can totally relate. I've had that before.
Has he helped you cook?
Yes.
That's awesome. Oh, see?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, he was present over the last few days with Thanksgiving.
Perfect. I mean, it's amazing the things that they can help us with, because you just have to open yourself up to that.
I'll tell you one more story. I have the other grandfather. This was actually this must have been right at his funeral. We were all gathered And my grandmother sent me out to the garage to get some trash bags. And I knew where the small trash bags were, but what we needed were the big ones, you know, the big black ones. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I went to where the little ones were. And all of a sudden, I saw my grandfather. And he just pointed with his cane to a corner. and I went to where he pointed, and right there were the big black trash bags that I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. And you were at a celebration or a party, right, Lauren?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was his funeral. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was after, oh, it was after the service, yeah, after the funeral service. And we were all gathered at his house. Mm-hmm. And I guess he wanted to make sure everything ran.
Oh yeah. That's very much in his nature.
Very much in, yeah, very much who he is,
yeah.
Ever will be, I guess.
from his perspective, it felt like a party.
There you go. I'm sure. Oh yeah. I'm sure he enjoyed every moment of it.
Yeah.
We're enjoying
all the people.
Yeah, we're enjoying our moments today with Karen Kubico. We're talking about in a conversation about, you know, this time of year. We all have loved ones who have passed. And Karen says, I believe her, mm-hmm. we can be in contact with those folks. She's giving us some clues as to how to do that today here on Strategies for Living. We've got more to learn and more to come, so don't go away. Stay right where you are. Welcome back into your daily dose of radio rehab. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with you on Strategies for Living with Karen Kubico today. And I tell you, you may want to go to her website and learn more about Karen and her work. Let me help you with Kubico. The Karen we've got, right?
Karen,
that's easy. But Kubico, KUBICKO, put it all together, KarenKubico.com. And a lot of stuff there. Mm-hmm. And
thanks, David.
You can,
a lot of good stuff.
Karen will help people all over the world, actually. And you can, you can learn how to contact Karen through her website, KarenKubico.com. Okay, so I want to take a quick detour. I know Lauren's got a question lined up, but I want to take a quick detour here. I'm going to be the skeptic in the room. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the skeptical. If we were taking phone calls from listeners, you know, I know that this is one we would get. Okay, you're a psychic. Why do you want me to learn how to do this myself? Don't you want my business?
Well, so I guess, you know, sure. I mean, but I definitely want people to feel like they are more, like some people come to me and they think they're nuts or getting all these signs, right, David?
Right.
And so some people save their money to come see me to talk to a past person. I'm like, you know, you can just ask them to show you a special sign of hello from the other side.
Yeah.
It could be a feather, a butterfly, a bird, a number, something meaningful and special that connects you to them. Mm-hmm. And so like, it's, you don't have to go see a psychic to get that validation. It's really about learning how to really trust yourself that you are receiving that. Let's say, for example, they're showing you a card. A lot of people have that as a sign for past people. Maybe you see 10 cardinals in 2 days. Hello.
Yeah.
It's a sign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody's getting your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a way of having a special connection. And I guess I want to empower people to realize that that's a possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, As much as I want people to come to me for business, I really feel more strongly about helping them learn how to do it for themselves.
That's such a wonderful, that's such a wonderful answer, Karen. Because you'll never run out of people who, you know, have blocks and problems and issues. But the fact is, and I think it's wonderful that you're willing to say to people, hey, you can do this.
We can all do this. Yeah. Is there anybody who can't? Would you say there's anybody who can't?
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess unless you're not trusting and you're what you're getting, you can dismiss it. I mean, I've had people like, I don't know who this is. They're flickering my lights. And then, you know, they're showing me all this other stuff. And I keep seeing these birds and things and numbers. And randomly I got this thing that was my grandfather's. We'll use that as an example again, showing up. And I smelled his cologne. I don't know. I think I'm making stuff up. I'm like, oh my gosh.
They're like,
and because I'm seeing that past person desperately trying to get their attention in the spirit world.
Yeah. The first psychic experience I had was actually, you know, we talked about this the last time you were on. I'm a good little Catholic boy, right? And so, you know, we Catholics are taught, don't you ever go to a psychic. And years ago, there was a business in town who employed a psychic who was part of that business, and they sponsored the show. And so I was getting information, and the lady approached me, and she said, when you finish here, come on, and I'll give you a reading. And I looked at the person I was with. I said, let's get out of here. Anyway, long story short, she met me at the door, and I couldn't get away, and went back to her office. And do you know who came through immediately? Because she immediately said, there's somebody that really wants you to contact you. And she says, he's telling me to tell you he has something to do with all three of your children's names.
Oh.
And that could have only been one person. That could have only been a very good friend of mine who passed in the 80s, and he happened to have been a Roman Catholic priest.
Oh my. Wow.
Talk about a powerful experience. And talk about getting my attention. And you know, my friend told me that he was still working with young people on the other side. He told me a lot of different things that day, but he told me he was still working with young people on the other side. He was helping children who passed, crossed over early.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
He was helping them acclimate to the other side. That was his job.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a special experience for me, and one that taught me a real lesson.
Well, and it opened you up a little bit more to this kind of stuff, David.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No question, Karen. No question.
Yeah. I feel like that's why those kinds of things kind of get put on our path to help us. Oh, maybe there is something more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when someone does pass, that is sometimes the switch in a sense of what opens somebody up. Maybe there is something more. Mm-hmm. We don't just go back into dust.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, telling that story, and I've told the story for years and it's fine. Nobody's ever questioned me, but I mean, a bishop or the Pope could come to me and say, quit telling that story. And I would say, respectfully, Your Holiness or Your Excellency, it's my story and I know what I experienced. See you later.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep saying it, you know?
Well, and your priest friend is standing here because you brought him up.
Right.
He's still helping the children.
Yeah.
He's still helping them. Mm-hmm. He's showing me he's still helping them.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, some people have jobs on the other side. That's true.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, and maybe you could ask your priest friend to send you a sign of some kind.
Mm-hmm. I love your idea of that, Karen, because it helps us. I don't think people realize we can have that back and forth, that it's a
sure.
It's still a relationship in the sense that, yeah, they can send us signs, but we can also have part in that conversation.
We can send yeah. signs too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's two way.
Well, we can. So like, think about it like this. I get all excited.
Yeah.
And I talk too fast. So the reason I know the exasperation of someone who has passed trying to get a person who's still alive their attention mm-hmm. is because of the past life memories I've had.
Right.
And in one of my instances, I'm actually a husband. I'm trying to get my wife's attention. I've passed mm-hmm. and I have a son who's young. And I'm touching her hair, freaking her out. I'm trying to scream at her and tell her messages.
Yeah.
She's not listening. She's not hearing me. I am hanging outside with my son because I was like, I don't know, I'll just take a break from her and trying to get her attention to let her know I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'm actually pushing a butterfly over near my son and he's playing with me. He's like a little 5-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just trying desperately to get their attention. Mm-hmm. My spirit guide said to me one day, you know, you can ask us to show you a very specific sign of hello. So that you know whenever you see a specific number, a specific symbol, a sign, a feather, a whatever, mm-hmm. something that's meaningful that connects you. Like I had a past person say, well, why don't you pick out a hat? Because he had a collection of hats. Mm. And every time this woman would see a cowboy hat, she would know straight away it was her husband. Mm. I had a grandfather say an upright oak leaf. That was his sign of hello for a grandson. I mean, I had an acorn come through. I mean, simple little things that you know is meaningful and connected to that person. Like it could be, like for me, I have for my grandmother, one of them, I have a sound. It's like a melody that was played on her radio whenever I used to come visit her at her house. So whenever I hear that sound, I know it's her getting my attention. And so then so here's the steps to do it.
Okay.
I want to have a sign for my grandmother, let's say, for example. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, grandmother, I want you to show me the smell of baking cookies, since we brought that up already. Mm-hmm. Every time I smell baking cookies, when no one's baking cookies, I'm going to know without a doubt, thank you very much that you're showing me a sign. Mm. She's hearing you because you've thought about her. You've right. talked to her. You've given her a sign. And she's on the other side. Finally. Oh, thank goodness. Because now I won't flicker the lights, do all this other stuff, and you're not getting it. Show you feathers and cardinals and all these other things. You'll know without a doubt when I help you smell cookies baking, it's me giving you a sign. It's like a relief.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're trying desperately to get your attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, we have to be open to it. Mm. And they're going to come
True.
Through our senses.
Right.
So we have to, you know, tune in, if you will. What are you smelling? What are you tasting? What are you
be
seeing?
In
be in the present.
I think
yeah.
that's something
yeah.
important.
Yeah. Yeah. Be in the present is always helpful for sure.
Yeah.
But like if you pick a feather, for example, to have that person show you at that sign and you're walking inside a building and it's right there smack dab in the middle of your path out of nowhere, I think that you might notice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty obvious. Yeah.
Pretty obvious. Yeah.
Pretty loud.
Karen, let me take a quick break here, Karen, and
yeah.
we'll come back with more. Karen Cubico is helping us navigate today. This time of year, there's some folks that we miss that have passed on, and we miss them. Karen Ann Cubico says you can still communicate with them, and they can communicate with you. She's teaching us how to do that today. Here on Strategies for a Living. We've got more. Stay with us. More strategies to come.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies
strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Laura Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with our life strategist today, Karen Cubico. You can find her at KarenCubico.com, K-U-B-I-C-K-O, KarenCubico.com. And she is an author, an instructor, a teacher, certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master. Check out her books. They're wonderful, every single one of them. Although, I got to tell you, I got a complaint because you owe me sleep. I read it. I read it at night, and
oh no,
yeah, your stories of your own past life is hard to put down. Life is just another class. It's very hard to put down. So you owe me.
Oh, thank you. Well. You can sleep next week.
There you go. All right. So we've talked already about a number of things that I think are very important, but let's devote this segment to actual strategies. Mm-hmm. So one strategy that we haven't talked about so far involves your dreams, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You can ask them to visit you in your dreams. It's just as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Hey, Grandma, can you visit me in your dreams? Can you show me how to bake those cookies? Whatever, you know, and you might be surprised that they come to you. The only thing that prevents someone from coming in your dreams often is grief, though, because if you haven't worked on healing that, that might inhibit them. They don't want to upset you, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. They don't want you waking up crying or whatnot. But focusing on happy memories will help you with the grief and give yourself space for that. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to connect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also may want to look
at dreams are easy.
Might also want to look at your photos and really really look mm-hmm. for a particular thing in your photos. They're called orbs.
Orbs are your inner light.
Yeah.
And if you see a little circular bright little light in your family photos from the holidays, I'll betcha. And sometimes people actually have seen an outline of a past person standing mm-hmm. there with them because they're hanging out with you.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Or videos. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to know that they're there.
Yeah. And you know, we have a friend who
he has a particular orb that follows him around.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He doesn't see it except in the photos.
Yeah.
You know, but he walks every morning and
it's actually a person from one of his past lives that is continuing to follow him in spirit form.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's he's really done a lot of research and loves to show the orbs.
It's all good.
Now, something that you were saying off the air that I find interesting, and I think it's an important distinction for people to know, angels and spirit guides, they're there to help us, and they're there for us, but we have to ask.
Yes.
We have to ask for that help because the universe respects our free will, our integrity. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. it's ready to respond to us if we ask. But it won't come unless we ask. It's a different thing, though, you said, with relatives.
It is.
Loved ones and
relatives. It feels very different.
Yeah. Talk about that, Karen.
And I love that you said it's they are respecting our free will. That's why we came into this earth experience, mm-hmm. Our spirit guides and angels. But, you know, sometimes people are even born through us, maybe leave us too soon, and, you know, they're in the passed over loved one special family section group, in a sense, mm-hmm. Especially the family folks. They can help us without being asked. It's almost like they're still family.
Right.
So they're just going to still help us, you mm-hmm. know, without any effort whatsoever of us asking specifically, hey, can you help us, you know, finalize a sale on this house or whatever? And then all of a sudden you have some miraculous thing happen and it goes through and you're like, I know somebody else is helping me to get this or that or whatever.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of think I may have had some help finding the house that we're in now.
Well, and each other.
See? Yeah.
We had help finding each other too.
And we had help finding each other. Awesome. No question about that. No question.
That's awesome.
Karen, I mentioned you are quite a teacher. You're quite an instructor. So one of the ways that you do that is there's this newfangled thing called YouTube. And you've got an entire channel, and you've got a video that kind of is encompassing some of the things that we've been talking about today, right? Talk about that.
Somewhat. And I actually talk about trusting your intuition quite a bit, David. And I do have some guided meditations on my YouTube channel, some of which are for past life regression, of course. Mm-hmm. But I also have a guided meditation to help you connect with one of your past ever loved ones. So if you are, I guess, of the persuasion to take time, 20 minutes, I believe, is how long the meditation is, to just sit down, lay down, relax, and just let it happen. And trust whatever you see, hear, feel, or get a knowing about during that meditation time. If you ask for a specific past ever family member to come through and visit with you, be open to that. Mm-hmm. I've had people have a lot of good experiences with that.
Yeah.
And I love
with that meditation.
I love that you mentioned, you know, all the senses, because some people have a stronger pull towards, you know, feeling rather than hearing or seeing, I think.
Oh, honestly, Lauren, you'd be surprised. I mean, when you're even trying to remember a past lifetime, most of the people that come to see me for that, they're feeling the experience. They're not seeing anything.
Right.
And
right.
So when someone says, well, I didn't see anything, well, you might not be. You might be feeling it or whatever. So it's no different when you're visiting with the past person during a meditation or feeling like they're next to you and you get goosebumps because you're thinking about your grandmother.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very strong psychic sense.
Yeah.
And
very
you can,
strong.
And you can also use writing. You can also use your writing ability. Yeah. Talk about that a bit, Karen.
Sure. You know, again, back to trusting your intuition. If you believe, and I believe this strongly because they've showed this to me, every interaction and communication with anyone that's in spirit on the other side, your past ever people, a spirit guide, angel, whomever, you can communicate that with them by listening to the words that come in your mind. It might sound like your own inner voice. It might sound like you're making stuff up, but it's not. If you are saying, okay, Grandma, I really wish that you could tell me what your special ingredient is for your chocolate chip cookies. Let's say, for example, she adds maybe something crazy like cinnamon and you forgot or didn't know that she added that to the recipe. You can sit down with a pen and paper, get in a nice relaxed state. You can listen to some calm music and just say, okay, Grandma, what do I need to know today? And you might just hear it like she's talking to you, but I just tell you just to try it, write it down. I've done this with some people on the other side, and I have a specific spirit guide that I've done this with several times, and he always includes a word I have no understanding of.
I love it.
I have to go look it up.
I love it.
It's like it's my proof that I know I'm not making this stuff up. It's coming from the other side.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So give it a try.
There you go. It would be wonderful to have more time, but I tell you what, folks, you can continue the conversation. KarenCubico.com. KUBICKO. KarenCubico.com. We'll be back to wrap up here on Strategies for Living in just a moment. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Karen Cubico. KarenCubico.com. Check that site out. And, you know, I said I had one complaint, Karen. I actually have two. And that is when you come on, there's not enough time. So I don't know what you can do about that, but... Anyway,
I'll keep coming on.
Get to work on that. Okay, thank you. For today, we've covered a lot of ground. What do you want? What do you really want people to take away? If they took away one thing from our conversation today, what would you want to leave with them? What would you want them to take away?
I want everyone who's listening to pick one person that's special to them that's passed. And to ask them out loud in your mind, however, hey, grandmother, hey, brother, whoever, show me this one specific thing and then acknowledge it when you receive it. Acknowledge it when you see it or smell it or hear it or whatever comes to you, and believe that they are there watching over you, sending love to you, because they'll continue to throw them at you, all those signs.
I think that's wonderful advice. And Karen, thank you. I look forward to many more programs with you. You're a great teacher. Mm-hmm. I invite people in the meantime to connect with you through your website, your books, your YouTube channel. You can get all of that, find out all about that at KarenCubico.com. KUBICKO, KarenCubico.com. Karen, thank you. Look forward to the next time you come on.
Thanks, David and Lauren. I appreciate your time and effort.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors who make all of this possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing. Learning RX, we train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center. Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator Italian Sausage. SRT Sales Training. Uprising Addiction Center. And Mira Direct Primary Care. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? Here's the question. Why are you waiting? Make the call. For Karen Ann Cubico, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.